Okay. We are going to pick up in Simon. Let's do the Shulchan Aruch again. Simon Shenyad Bey Sivot. So this Simon is dealing with the halachas of a person who's cleaning himself after he went to the Beis Kisei. So Chazal, the normal derech they would use, they would use items which were available out in the field. That's what they would relieve themselves. And they would use these items to clean themselves. They would use a stone to wipe off any of the remaining soya which was there, etc. So those are muksa. So the Chazal, because of the covenant of breeze, that the person should be able to clean himself. So Chazal were makel in the serum of muksa in order to accomplish that. So in Sif Vav, it says, person can use, they have fresh, you have fresh grass which is attached to the grounds. If a person would want to wipe, use that to wipe himself, large leaves, etc., even though they're still attached, as long as you don't tear them off, the person is allowed to use that. Now the phrase of yazizim usually means to move them. It means to detach them. Now, why isn't there this, besides the isur of muksa, there's also an isur chazal prohibited a person to use something which is attached to the ground. The logic behind that isur is because they're afraid a person will come to detach it. So, but why doesn't that apply over here? The le'omru ela be'ilan avolay be'yorek. That iser was said more, the issue of being mishtamish or something was much more common in regards to a tree as opposed to a vegetable, which we're talking over here, the leaves of a, you know, something that's growing out of the ground. That wasn't usually used, so they never made an iser in that case. Sif katan yutes. Shli azizam, shouldn't move them. Hainu shlo yishmet isam imokim chiburam mishum shlishim. You should not remove them from there where they are attached, because that's the malacha of Tarlish, which is kaitzer. You're doing the malacha of kaitzer, taking it out of the ground. Okay, Zion. Hayit sarklin akavav venot yochel aponis. A person had constipation; he wasn't able to relieve himself. Sherefu also. So one of the suggested ways of curing this problem that a person can't relieve himself is the mashesh b'fiat habas. That they would rub something over there in the anal sphincter, which would cause an urge to would start the peristaltic motion and cause the person to relieve himself. Person would rub there with a little pebble or something like that, and that would cause the opening to open up. So the Chazal said you're allowed to do it, but you have to do it in a way which is different. You have to do it the way you do it normally during the weekdays. The person would hold this little rock there with his whole hands. You have to do it in a different way. Now, why did the Chazal feel a need to tell the person to do it in a different way? Mishum hashoras nimen. Because there are hairs there which grow there, which the rubbing of the little pebble there would pull off these hairs, and you have to do it with a shinui as a reminder not to come to tear to pull out the hairs. Elam emashish kilach yet, if you do it in an abnormal fashion, tanosh yerchus hatzor b'shem etzba oisov umemashmish. He holds it with just two fingers, and he has to be memash, and then he rubs himself there.
It was with a rock.
Is that correct? It was a small piece of rock. Yeah. Okay. A tsror is like a pebble. It wasn't, you know, you think of pebble, a very little thing. I mean, you know, it was large enough that a person could hold it and move it. Sivkat and chav mishum asharas nimen tubachal terlish. That's a person is removing something from the growing out of the body. Even though that's not his intent. So why? What's the problem? Darshenim is kavan as mutter. I know the word tlish over here is being used two different ways. It means to, yeah, it's a little bit of a misleading phrase. Um, psik reisha hu ayirei mishmush. But it's the potential for pulling out these hairs when he's mashmish is very significant, and therefore it has a locha like a psik reisha. So the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven, which is the person doesn't, which is a psik vada that's going to happen, is us. Lo yimashes but tzrosha like kinuach lahachlikoi. I'm not sure exactly what the issue over here was. This was talking about the pebble which is used, the person to be used to cleanse himself. That's Tzorah Shal Kinuach. And a person would want to try and rub down one of the edges of the rock in order to smooth it off, that this way it shouldn't cut into his skin. Sometimes they would jagged edge, would cut it, so he would rub it against something and cause it to smooth out, which is the common practice they would do during the weekdays before they would, you know, the person would look around and find a little pebble, a little rock there. He would smooth it out against something else, some other surface, in order to make sure that wouldn't, so he can't do that on Shabbos, because that would go under the malacha memachik. Memachik was the act of smoothing something out. So meanwhile, we don't want the guy cutting himself. You have to do it. Chazal were mekel. You got to do it. You do it in an abnormal fashion.
That's smoothing out the rock.
Right. Someone knows what it means.
There's no issue of refuah by this treatment.
So the issue of refuah is no. I'm going to tell you an answer, which I'm not sure if it's the right answer. That they didn't have medication they would take for that, and the rule is any type of refuah which you can't, it doesn't have a medication to take. The only medication is some type of physical therapy. Chazal didn't ask. Because the whole gzera is a refuah, they might come to grind the herbs and make the medicine. So, or alternatively, Chazal did not ask a refuah if the person is there. There has to be some level of the concern by the person to the point the person might forget that it's Shabbos and grind the herbs. If it's so insignificant to the person that he couldn't care less, so then Chazal did not ask it because. Why should, you know, he do it, he'll say, oh, okay, wait, fine. You know, he'll be more in control of himself. There has to be some level where the person is, it's significant to the person that it's bothering him enough that he's going to think about it and not think about it. So, you know, so it could be that's, I don't remember the answer, the correct answer, those two possible answers.
Can we generalize that to halakha l'maaseh or not?
Those rules are true in refuah. When we get to refuah, we'll see. We get that a refuah, something which is not, has, it's like it, totally insignificant. There's no issa refuah because like a person wouldn't be, basically, a person is basically fine. They didn't answer it. And something which can't, there's no medicinal refuah also. They didn't answer it. Okay. Umamashir spenachas, when he does rub, he should rub gently. The mashmesh barza is a piece of wood. Befiat tabas in a kitzvar, that it has this alocha like this pebble. Shall yachzen ala b'sheyetz ba'isav. A person would want to do this process of trying to urge himself to go to the bathroom. So he has to do it with a shinui. Bazalot is bebarza, fields of kuva, kula baguf. A person would want to take that and stick it inside of his body in order to keep it there to help create the urge. And now he wants to walk into a place where there's the malacha pitzo would apply. He's going from his house to point X, so he can't keep that inside of his body and walk out thus. Let's see, Mishabura. It's made out of wood. Psila was a suppository. that they would put in, you know, wax suppository in which would melt, and the as it would liquefy, it would also help create the urge to go to the bathroom. So you can't use that. Also, you have to do that with a shinui. Now, the Bir Lacha later on does ask a question. The reason why we have to do with a shinui is because it might come to tear out the hairs. So you're dealing with a piece of stone or a piece of wood. You're dealing with a soft piece of wax and suppository, which is going to, you know, is soft. It's not going to tear out the hairs. So who said it was also to start with? So that's a question which the Bir Lacha asked later on. It's not a psik reisha in that case.
And with, speaking of that, they needed a shinoi at that time when they used the pebbles. Why do we say is there a shinoi need that we need to do today after we go to the bathroom?
No, I don't think we assume it's a psik reisha that prisons pull out hairs.
But by the pebbles, it's more likely that it was more of a psik reisha.
Yeah. So. The Kemen Mishpach needs a Torah, okay, locks or Lohitzia, the prison will put it in and then take it out. And number one, it's not considered absorbed in the body and bottle. A. We raise a Kemotzi Befiv, Umarapeka, the prison will carry something in his mouth or present something in his elbow. It's also in the reserve, it's also in the bottom to carry these ways. Now, Abadabra Balu Baguf, Mutalot is by something which is totally absorbed into the body, it's deep in the body, and then so that's mutter to go out. For example, Kagon, the Vlad Margolis says Zov, well, that's his brother Shazarab. Person would swallow a pearl or gold. He's not recommending doing this, but that was one way to get it past the tax collectors. If you had listing were coming after you, and so you'd swallow them down, and eventually they would come out. They as long as they don't get stuck in somewhere in the person's intestine and cause all medical issues, but when they eventually come out, they don't dissolve in the body. So he would just check himself, shortly thereafter, and retrieve it. So that was the plan. So that's not considered a tzor. Okay, he's not suggesting you should do that. Also, the pun is besada near b'shabbos. So Zal said, this is not a mukse issue. Chazal said that the person can't relieve himself. The opponent is to make himself empty, empty himself, relieve himself out. That's talking about from Tsoya. In a sudden year, in a field which has been plowed, and it's ready to be planted. Why? Shema Yabo Lashwe Gumais. This is a place which... that while he's there, he might, especially if it was his field, we're talking about a case where it was his field, so while he's there, he's going to notice that the thing is uneven, and he might, it's independent of what he's doing, while he's there, sitting there relieving himself, he's going to notice, and when the person sort of like daydreaming, he'll say, oh, well, this is too high here, too low there, let's take a piece of dirt here and put it there. And by doing that, he's fixing up the plowing job that he did, and that's Malach of Karisha. Making anything which is done to help prepare the land to plant into it is considered Karish.
But we're worried he'll do this because...
He's sitting there.
He's sitting there.
Now, Vimhoya is Sadach Abay, right? Now, with somebody else's field, so this Gzeira doesn't apply, because I'm not going to help you. I'm not worried helping you in your field. Also for a different reason, but to get there, you have to step on what he plowed, and that breaks that flattens out the plowing, and that's also to be mekalko somebody else's near. Chavdal, to stay near, he said a shenekras of medicines. It's been plowed; it's ready to plant. It has clumps, clods. Regovim are clods of earth, and gumus are your holes. While he's relieving himself, he'll forget. He'll take the clouds and put them into the holes. A person had a hole and he filled it up. He had a little hillock and he removed it. Shemasakan and Bais Mikach, making the floor flat, that's called bunny, you're making a functional floor, that's called building the floor. Besadachai, Mishum Charesh, it's Charesh, or a Hishra, Bezasfin, Akarka, Beyatav, Lizria, it's better to plant than it, and that's what Charesh is. By making it flat, you know, equalizing it, that's going to be problematic. Yud. Avonim gadol shemesadon his son k'min moishav cholul b'yoshin aleim besodas b'mokam amiyuchad b'sakise. They would sort of like make these, you know, flat stones which you could sit on with a hole in the middle and allow the person to relieve himself, you know, some type of a place to sit. So in the place which doesn't have to be a b'sakise, so you would be mitzadon was we had this mitzadon before, was sort of like move them sideways into their place. It means move them, put them in place. So much of the tzadon, you're allowed to move these stones into place. Babagav the binyan aroihu, even though you know it's a boina, you're like making a chair. I mean, obviously it's a temporary chair because the next guy's going to come and move it to fit himself or you know whatever. It's not going to stay like that. It's not a permanent binyan, but it should be also because it's binyan aroi. It's also made rabbanon. Legozer berabbanon mishum kavod arbiyus. So chazal were meikul because it's kavod arbiyus to allow him to arrange them. Avonim gedolus, yesharim chafhei. The dakim hoyu avonim mukhanim likaralisa. These were stones which have been designated for this purpose, and then you're allowed to move them. The labhaki lehoto isur muksa b'shilze lamotzinu shohoto elu lekinuach. To move the stones to make it easier to relieve yourself was not a heter of muksa. Chazal were matur muksa for to clean yourself. That's a kavod abrius mamish. Chazal were matur letzadon. To make the walls, the sides, each place in place. But to put a rock on top, that's going to be malach of oil. We'll see that in the next simonim. After El Aroi, who even though it's an El Aroi, do you want to make like a seat to sit on, put a rock on top between the two? So the Morgan Rom said that's Osir, and El Rabba and Mordechai said that's Mut. So